It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time for spaghetti dinner time at St. Stephen's. Gisella Dillo is the assistant principal and third grade teacher, and occasionally Spanish and sometimes
all kinds
other stuff.
Of things.
And sometimes get to come in and talk to us, too. Anne Marie Kelly is a St. Stephen's parent, and Elijah is her son and is a student. Mm-hmm. So the spaghetti dinner is a big fundraiser of the year. You've done it. I don't know how long, longer than I have even known probably what St. Stephen's is.
36 years. This will be our 36th spaghetti dinner.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Turned into a big social event
for
the community to come out and see what the school is all about and visit with people that they may not see the other 364 days of the year.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing about the spaghetti dinner is that people are waiting to see when it is so that they can come see their old friends, teachers, former students. It's just a really big family event.
And speaking of which, it happens on Saturday, November 7th.
Yes.
I'm sorry, November 2nd. Also starts with an S, but different day.
Yes.
Saturday, November 2nd in the parish hall downstairs of the church. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit with Elijah about specific experience at St. Stephen. But it's, I want to say, first through eighth grade? Do you do kindergarten there
as
well?
We have actually a pre-kindergarten.
Okay.
All the way through eighth grade. Okay. So
I know in the past I've asked, well, in the future, may there be a high school there as well? And it sounds like maybe the distant future, but for right now there are no plans for that, right?
Not at the moment. Our big challenge is to have 300 students in the pre-K through 8 program. And as soon as we hit that number and we keep it stable, then the Archdiocese is totally good with us building a high school at St. Stephen.
So it's, forgive me for using the analogy, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a franchise. You know,
exactly.
If you meet certain numbers, then, you know, look at expanding beyond that point.
Exactly.
What's your experience in education?
This is my 27th year teaching. I've spent 24 years teaching in Catholic schools. I spent 4 years teaching at GSES when I first moved to Glenwood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you may have been there when we went there for a spelling bee long, long time ago.
Possibly.
Describe the difference between a public school and a parochial school.
So one of the biggest things is that a parochial school, obviously the first thing is that we have our faith. It is a Christ-centered school, and that is the number one priority. But we really get to know each child and each family. We are connected with each other. And, you know, we have a very rigorous school environment as far as academics. You know, that is one of the things that we do excel in compared to state numbers even as far as reading and math. And so along with all those wonderful academics, we also have such a strong family bond within our school and community.
As a private school, mm-hmm. are you still required to do the testing and that sort of thing that public schools are required?
We're not required to do the state testing, but what happened last year, the Archdiocese decided that we needed to be able to have those comparable numbers, so we are now using some testing that the public schools use. As a matter of fact, here at St. Stephen's, we started the STAR testing, which is what the Archdiocese is using, which is the same test that's being given to the students in RE1, so we can really compare and see where we're at.
Okay, so that it makes mm-hmm. sure that you're teaching comparable subjects.
Yes. Yes.
Again, it's a little bit different just mm-hmm. because of your primary goal and what the focus is. But at the same time, the ultimate goal is education, right? And
right.
getting kids prepared for high school.
Yeah, and just prepare them to be good people, mm-hmm. you know, for the community. That is really the prime result that we're hoping for.
I'm not sure if it's solely because of the internet, but certainly the internet makes information more available mm-hmm. to folks. And what I might call alternative education, homeschooling, private schools, mm-hmm. charter schools. Mm-hmm. It seems like those are all becoming much more popular now and more well-known maybe than they were 30, 40, 50 or so years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if part of that, a different way of looking at education than the traditional public school, is one of the reasons why you've seen numbers grow at St. Stephen over the last few years.
Yeah, I think that parents, no matter what, want the best education for their children.
Sure.
They want them to grow up with good values and virtues and have all of that background to hold on to when they are adults. But the bottom line, parents want the best for their child. So I think that all these other schools have popped up because parents are still searching. They're still searching. So we are hoping that they come and search and come and check us out because we do have a proven track record. Our kids that have been with us since kindergarten, on an average, are 1 to 2 years above grade level when they leave St. Stephen.
Wow.
So it is an incredible process that we go to in keeping up with everything, you know, keeping up with technology. We just got a private donation of $50,000 this summer to upgrade the science lab, and we have a completely high level tech science lab now at the school because people really do believe that our school is an incredible place to go. So
it's a little bit of a throwback too, you know,
yeah.
Smaller number of students, smaller
exactly.
school, that kind of thing. Out of curiosity, obviously yep. after 36 years, you probably have multiple generations that
we
have
do.
Been at St. Stephen. I'm curious, Anne-Marie, if you're one of those situations.
Well, I have been at St. Stephen's. I've had children at St. Stephen's for 14 years, and I have a 7-year-old, so I have still quite a ways to go.
As I say, so you still are kind of, you're doing multiple generations
I
in
am.
The same family.
I actually have a daughter in college, a son in high school, a son in middle school, and a son in elementary school. So I'm hitting all the different educational levels at the same time. Gisela did teach my sixth grader, Elijah, who's here with us today, as well as Jeremiah. She was their kindergarten teacher, which mm-hmm. to me is so very important. It really sets the stage. So yeah. what she said about family is so true. I love this woman. She taught my children to love to read, and I'm so very grateful for that. So, yes.
And yeah, kindergarten is so, you know, I still remember of course, now that we're talking about him, I can't remember my kindergarten teacher's name. Mr. Phillips. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
It's really important. I mean, it's really, yeah. really important. And Gisela has, while she was teaching my younger one, she was also in the school with my older one. So
mm-hmm.
she knows my family, pretty much every teacher at St. Stephen's. We all know each other so yeah. very well, and I'm so grateful.
And actually, he went to Glenwood Elementary, so you may have worked with him your first couple of years, now that I think about it.
And who's that?
Jim Phillips.
Hi.
Yeah. Anyway,
not sure. Yeah.
That's neither here nor
yeah.
there. The spaghetti dinner
yes.
on Saturday, November 2nd in the parish hall at St. Stephen. And during what times?
From 4 to 7.
And spaghetti, obviously, is the focus.
It is the focus. We have an incredible group of families that come in and prepare the food starting on Friday evening.
So this is not spaghetti from a can.
Oh,
or
no,
anything
no.
like that.
No, no,
this is homemade by all the parents
yes.
from scratch.
Yep, you got it. As a matter of fact, we were talking to our chairperson, Lowell Walter, yesterday, and he was telling us that last year they had 40 pounds of meat to have to cook. And
is that hamburger? Is that Italian sausage?
Well, I can't divulge any secrets.
Oh,
they,
all right,
you know,
all
they're
right,
all just
right.
special things.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble with Father Bert.
Exactly.
You know?
No.
And they also, there's salad and bread and yeah. spaghetti, and then the sweet
and
shop.
And the desserts.
The desserts is probably one of Elijah's favorite things.
I know it's one of Father Bert's favorite things.
Yes.
He talks about it every time he comes in to talk about food.
Absolutely.
The conversation always turns toward the dessert.
He does have a sweet tooth, I have to say. So, yeah, no. So the dessert is included. We also have, in addition to the desserts that are included, we have a sweet shop with homemade pastries and cakes and pies mm. that the parents bring to sell as an additional fundraiser for the school, because this is one of the bigger fundraisers for the school. So,
got it. What about drinks, coffee, water?
So drinks are included. We do have wine and beer for donation. We are not selling wine or beer at this event, but if somebody would like to donate, you can have a glass of wine with your dinner.
I think I understand.
Yes.
This is a family-friendly event, by the way.
It is family-friendly. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest things, and I think for the kids, the children at our school become the bussers for the tables. So they're walking around with their cute little chef hats and aprons and going collecting the empty, dirty plates and walking around. It's, like I said, it's a complete family event. Everybody's involved, teachers, parents, children, everyone.
Speaking of which, Elijah is here. We'll talk with him a little bit about his experience at St. Stephen and how much fun this is, because it's obviously not his first spaghetti dinner.
No, it's been his whole life. He went when he was, because of his older siblings, he's gone literally every year of his
gotcha.
Life.
That's awesome. Now, does the school have a web page or a Facebook page or anything like that?
We do. We have our website is scsglenwood.org. And you can get all kinds of information about the school, the staff, things that are going on in the classes. We have a very active Facebook page. We are on it pretty much every single day for some news, to share information, to share what the kids are doing, how the students are getting involved with the community. That's one of our big goals this year, is to make sure that our students are very present with the community to help, not to be seeking things, but actually to be actually doing that. As a matter of fact, our fourth or fifth grade group yesterday went to visit a veteran's home. Oh. I think in Grand Junction. I'm not sure exactly where they went, but, you know, just to go talk to them and be involved. We're going over to Grace. And in addition, we're going to be starting to go to the new...
across the bridge.
Yes, yeah. Peregrine.
The racket
something
club.
Else.
Yes. The old racket club, exactly.
What is the cost for the spaghetti dinner, by the way?
For adults, it's $14. Seniors and children, it's $7. So, and that includes everything.
All right. And again, the sweet shop is additional if you want to take home one of those things. But
yes.
The regular desserts are included
yes.
with the cost.
Yes.
Take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more, and we'll make sure. I've heard that Elijah is very talkative, so we'll we'll see if that holds up. Back in just a minute. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Gisela Dillo, the assistant principal and third grade teacher and so on and so forth at St. Stephen Catholic School. Anne Marie Kelly is a parent of several St. Stephen kids. Elijah Kelly is her son, currently in sixth grade. Is that right?
Yeah.
So tell me what you learn in sixth grade. What is a typical day like for you?
Well, in religion, like, we're learning about, like, this thing called Lectio Divina. I kind of know what it is because we're learning about it, but I don't
know what it sounds Latin.
Yeah, it is a Latin term.
Yeah, and usually I think every day we have science, and in science we're learning about, like, air masses and warm fronts and cold fronts and all stuff
okay.
like that.
So hot air
yeah.
does what? Does it go down or does it go up?
It is less dense and rises.
Awesome.
So, he has a test today on that, so I'm hoping he knows it's today.
I was going to say, I'm happy to help you study for this then. And
yeah.
So cold air, on the other hand?
Is more dense and sinks.
Okay, perfect. You passed.
Excellent.
We'll tell us.
No need to take the test,
yeah,
Mrs. Payne.
Right.
He's already been tested 100%.
After science, what is the next class?
Usually we have math, and this week we're just doing coding. It's, yeah.
Coding?
Yeah.
In math? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean?
It's like, it's Well, you get to, like, code things, and you get to, like, make your own programs, and, like...
Do you need some help? It's on the computer.
Yeah.
They're doing...
I wondered if that was the case.
It's all computer. Uh-huh. It's designing computer software is what they're learning how to do.
Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. That's actually how I did a lot of my homework when I was in school. math homework.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know. I couldn't use a calculator, so I found a loophole.
That's good.
I'm not sure I would say that, but so after math?
Then I think, well, after math we have, some days we have PE and some days we have like art or music, and then we have lunch after that, and then just kind of switches up every day.
Okay. What is your favorite subject after PE?
You got that
I would
right.
probably say math.
It was a shot in the dark, you know.
He's a boy. He's right, a yeah, grade.
Exactly. So math, you think you like numbers and the way it all makes sense?
It just makes sense to me. It comes easily to me.
Okay. So what about the spaghetti dinner? Your mom said, you know, you may not necessarily have helped out, have bussed the tables at every spaghetti dinner for St. Stephen.
Not everyone. I've done it, a couple of them, but... yeah, I don't remember the ones when I was young.
Having older brothers and sisters, though, was it kind of a was it cool for you?
Yeah.
Was it like a reward, like an honor? I'm finally old enough that I'm a student there, so now I can help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it, and I also like it because of the dessert table. I love it.
Sweet. See, another sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Who makes your? Is it somebody different every year, or is there like? A certain parent that makes like the best dessert.
You probably don't know that.
There's a different parent, I think, every year.
Every parent has to bring things in. So,
you don't really know.
No, every parent is required throughout the school to help with the sweet. So, I didn't think you probably even knew that I did that every year, but every parent bakes every year.
Yeah, but...
Gotcha. So it's not like there's a label on it that says, you know...
No, although I like that idea for the special things. We should think about that. Maybe that will be two tickets.
There you go.
It's one price if you just want the dessert from the sweet shop. It's another price if you'd like the recipe.
Yeah, that's a perfect idea. I like that a lot because there are some really good bakers.
Some people also just bring it in from the store.
Well, occasionally that happens.
But I like those
good.
Cookies. Those are good.
Sure, absolutely. So is that's your favorite thing at the spaghetti dinner itself, is the sweet shop?
Probably, yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, and running around with your friends. There's a lot of camaraderie with all the kids during this event.
Yeah.
They have a good time.
Are all of the students as well expected to help out? I mean, if you're close to 300, it's probably not practical.
So they're asked. We have shifts. So the kids sign up for shifts, their parents or their parents sign up for shifts for them. But it's truly an all hands on deck. Anybody who's there that isn't eating is probably helping in some way.
Again, 4 to 7 on Saturday, November 2nd at St. Stephen's in the parish hall downstairs. $14 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. Again, it's spaghetti, salad, bread, dessert, as well as wine and beer, if you would like to partake in that. And you're 21 years or older, of course.
Of course.
And if you would like to, you can make a donation as well if you choose to. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the sweet shop is kind of the extra special stuff.
Right.
And Gabe, I just remembered something else. We have something new this year, which is there is going to be a guitarist.
Oh, yeah. Rodrigo, who plays at the Hotel Colorado. On Friday nights, I believe, is going to be the entertainment during the evening. Okay. He's going to be playing.
Which is exciting. That'll be a lot of fun.
A little background. I'm trying to remember, at least in the last 10 years or so, I don't think that there's been any kind of music or anything like that.
It comes and goes. Again, I've been there for 14 years at
right?
least, maybe
longer.
You have
a little more context than most of us.
It comes and goes is what I would say. Sometimes we have entertainment. Sometimes we don't. We do like to leave time for people to be able to talk because, again, it's such a social thing.
It is
event.
A social thing, yeah. And, again, everyone is welcome.
Absolutely.
This is a fundraiser, again, for St. Stephen Catholic School. And what will the money be used for? Will it be used for scholarships or just, you know, general operation of the school?
Both general. I mean, the PTA is our fundraising component of our school. So, you know, depending on what the needs are for the year, it could go to scholarships. It could go to buy new computers, upgrading tech, things that the school, you know, has to replace periodically. Gotcha. So that's what the money goes to. It just depends on what the need is that year.
And again, similarities to a public school, mm-hmm. you also have a PTA that helps make those decisions. And so it's not just the school or the archdiocese making these decisions about where this money that was raised from the community goes. It's actually the community deciding where the money will go. And again, PTA is made up of parents of students that are currently there or current, former, past?
Presently, it's current parents. I mean, not that there haven't been other parents. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of families that specifically come back to help every single year for the spaghetti dinner, and their children are gone. But they love...
That takes dedication.
They just love that whole... And it's really a bunch of dads that run the kitchen, and they just have such a blast that they look forward to this every single year.
Yeah, they start cooking on Friday. They put some pretty good music on and get going in the kitchen on Friday night, getting some of the stuff started, and they're back on Saturday for the long haul. They really work hard.
So it's actually cooked on site. It's not... Yes. I mean, obviously the dessert and stuff like that, you make at home and you bring in. But the spaghetti and that kind of thing, you actually cook in the kitchen. That's awesome. And it adds a little... is credibility the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that it's all there so that... Because it gets kind of weird when you're making food and then you have to bring it in and reheat it. And
exactly.
It's all done there.
So it's all done at the school.
Yep.
How many pounds of meat did you say?
40 pounds of ground beef.
40 pounds.
That
was last year.
I'm pretty sure. And they also offer a meatless option. I've served many, many years, and I know there's some... Sometimes we are able to do a gluten-free option, too. I'm pretty sure that we do that every year.
And
but
yeah, so there'll be pasta, sauce with and without meat. So absolutely.
You grab your pasta, and then you can put whichever sauce you choose.
Yeah.
What kind of mood you're in.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Now, is that the $14 for adults, $7 for kids, is that one trip, one plate, or?
To be honest with you, nobody monitors that.
Yeah. Okay.
So if somebody came back through and wanted more, we are definitely not going to say no.
If you're still hungry.
And a lot of times I like to help serve. And, you know, usually I say to the person, how much do you want? It's not kind of like we don't measure it specifically and say you only get this much. Would you like a little bit more? Is that too much? And we want people to leave fed well and happy.
You're not going to be weighing everything.
No.
All right. So spaghetti salad, I assume, with Italian dressing?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought. You know. What else?
Right.
Again, you can learn more at scsglenwood.org. Also search St. Stephen Catholic School on Facebook.
Yep.
And you said it's a very active Facebook page.
Yes, and on Instagram and on Twitter, believe it or not.
All right.
You know, I just learned a really interesting fact. Can I share you with it? Because I was blown away. And again, it takes a lot to be blown away when you've been out of school for so long. But yesterday...
You would think you knew everything already.
Well, yesterday I was talking with the principal, Glenda Oliver, and we were talking about... how advanced skill level our teachers are. We have quite a few master teachers. And she said just for fun, they added up the experience of our teachers. And if you add up all of the years that our teachers have taught, it's 400 years of teaching experience in a K-8 school.
How many teachers is that?
I think there's 15 of us.
So mm-hmm. 400 years
of experience
and 15 teachers. So on average, Elijah, how many years does each teacher have?
Come on, I'm young just person. He can do it.
Can he really? Okay.
I bet he will.
80 maybe or something.
No,
around.
No,
I don't
that
know.
Be, usually you're...
400 divided by 15 would be close. Like 26.
Well,
I was not even
80,
close.
26. That's pretty close. But that's lot of experience.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. You said math was one of your favorite subjects, so I figured I would.
And the biggest thing, one of those kept secrets, or people just don't realize that almost our entire staff has master's degrees. So it's not just bachelor's degrees. We all have advanced degrees.
Which is unusual because there's such high demand in education right now, such high demand for teachers that schools can't always find teachers with masters at this time.
Almost our entire staff.
That's fantastic. All right, we will take one final break, come back, and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about the 36th annual St. Stephen Catholic School Spaghetti Dinner on Saturday, November 2nd in the Parish Hall downstairs at the church. Mm-hmm. Again, Giselle Adillo is the assistant principal. Anne Marie Kelly is one of the parents of several students of St. Stephen. And Elijah Kelly is the math wizard. You're going to ace that science test today, too, right?
You are. I'll try.
Because I helped you prepare.
I think you should quiz him some more. This was fun.
Okay. What are the two compounds that are found in a water molecule? You should know
hydrogen
this.
And oxygen.
Okay. To what ratio? Two of which and one of what?
Two of... oxygen.
Another way around.
Well, say it out loud. What is it?
Two of hydrogen and one of oxygen.
H2O.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
I blanked out there for a little.
That's okay. It's okay. I put you on the spot for the second time. Sorry about that. It wasn't math. It's not your favorite subject, so I could see how. Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, one thing that we did not talk about. Of course, we mentioned $14 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. Spaghetti, salad, bread, dessert. If you choose, beer or wine is available as well. If you would like to make a donation for that, that's fine. Of course, there's the sweet shop, which is an additional fundraiser as well. You can buy some of those extra special sweets. And if you or a family member is homebound, folks can you can buy a dinner and you can actually take it to go.
Yep.
You don't do that a lot? Is that what you said, Anne-Marie?
Well, we didn't used to do that, but we found a need for it. And now, actually, there were quite a few people that did that last year, and I think it's great.
It's just a little something different on a weekend.
Absolutely.
You know? And again, everyone is welcome. Of course, it does benefit a private school, St. Stephen Catholic Church. But it is a community event, and everyone is welcome to come and get something good to eat, maybe socialize a little bit, meet folks that you haven't seen since last year's spaghetti dinner.
Exactly. And one of the beautiful things is that we do get families all the way from Basalt all the way to Rifle partaking in this. We have, I see parishioners from Basalt, from St. Vincent and St. Mary's that are ready, usually among the first to come in. So it's not just Glenwood. It goes all the way up to Basalt. Sure.
Well, and it's not just Catholics either.
No.
Right? No, no,
and
no.
That's the other thing about the students from the conversations over the last 10 years or so. A lot of people just choose to take their kids to St. Stephen because they like the philosophy, may or may not be Catholic.
Exactly.
And that's not something that, I assume it's not something you ask on the application when you're signing your kids up.
Well, and it's not something that's important because we know that the families that choose to come to the school, they're coming because they want something better for their child. They want the virtues and character traits that that we teach at the school is really what they're looking for. They want something different. And so it's that whole thing. Everybody knows your name. Everybody knows everybody.
And again, when you've done it for 36 years, the chances of that you've been there before are pretty high and that you know somebody that's involved in the school or who has gone to the school or something. It's a lot of fun.
And we do have second generation children, just so you alluded to that earlier. I have taught children that their parents had gone through the school.
You personally?
Well, but their parents were the forerunners and the first children that came through St. Stephen's, and now they're having children, and their children are coming through. So there you go.
Yeah, there's one of them in our class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hayden.
Yep.
I guess as time goes on, it's in our context, it's after 20 years of doing local sports, you know, you'll hear names that recognize from 20 years ago. It's, Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
It is amazing.
High school seniors 20 years ago are now almost 40.
Right, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I think I just gave myself a headache.
Can we talk about something else?
Exactly.
Anything else. We talked about numbers, 40 pounds of meat that you needed last year for the spaghetti dinner. Do you know how many people you served last year?
I want to say easily over 200 people. Easily.
And again, it comes in waves, I imagine.
Yes.
Again, over 3 hours, between 4 and 7 on Saturday, November 2nd, people kind of come and go.
Yeah.
And so there's probably a really big rush because people are waiting for it to start.
Right.
And then kind of comes and goes for the next 3 hours. And then probably the last 30 minutes, there's probably another big rush.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the complimentary breakfast when you spend the night at a hotel,
Exactly. Same thing. And when we're serving the food, it definitely feels that way.
Yeah.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Okay, wait. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Right, exactly.
It definitely feels that way.
Only probably fewer people wearing sweatpants.
Yes.
And their hair is more likely to be combed.
Yes. Exactly. Or pajamas coming down to get that free breakfast.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people that come after the 4:30 mass, so we have a big rush at 6:30, and that's kind of fun.
Sure.
It's good.
So.
Again, you can learn more at scsglenwood.org. Search St. Stephen Catholic School on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yep.
And you can learn more there. Very active social media-wise.
Yes, absolutely.
$14 for adults, $7 students and seniors, 4 to 7 on Saturday, November 2nd in the Parish Hall, the 36th annual spaghetti dinner at St. Stephen's. And anything else that we should mention that we haven't yet?
That's about it.
No, we're looking forward to it. It's always a really fun event. The kids love to come and run around and see their friends and help out. And we just have a great time.
Any shout-outs, Elijah? Like friends or you want to say, I may not have been the first in the family to go to St. Stephen, but I'm the first to be on the radio.
That is actually true.
Jonah's doing it tonight.
Strangely enough, our older son will be doing some radio commercials for Youth Zone here later today. I was like, that's an odd coincidence that they're both doing it today.
That is ironic,
isn't
it?
Yes, that's kind of
odd.
But
I'm still the first.
You're the first. Savannah and Jonah.
You're still
right.
The first. You get bragging rights.
And if anybody wants any more information about the school, we give school tours at any time, day, night, weekend, whatever the parents need. So we are always happy to showcase our school and give any information that that anybody would like to know about our school. So,
and what's the phone number?
970-945-7746.
Is Rosemary still out there, by the way?
She retired.
Oh, bless her heart.
She was part of that group of old-timers that retired.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be darned. Okay. Yeah, she was, a staple there.
Yes, absolutely.
A fixture for so many years.
There are things that she knew that nobody else knew.
Right. Again, the website is scsglenwood.org, and you can also search St. Stephen on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thanks again. All the best.
Thank you.
Talk to you
soon. Thanks so much.
I look forward to hearing you on the air again, Elijah.
Yeah.
And good luck on your test, by the way.
Thanks.
So the ratio, hydrogen to oxygen again?
What we talked about before, hydrogen.
Hydrogen 2 and then oxygen 1.
Right. Gotcha.
Excellent.
Perfect.
See, what a smart boy.
You are ready to take that test. All the best.
Oh, my gosh. How funny.
Poor kid. Should I put him on the spot one more time?
I'm not even awake yet. Hey, Gabe, can I give you tickets?
Sure.
Wait, so you...
Let me wrap this up first.
Is there three?
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen. Mm-hmm.